We've all heard the saying, only if these walls could talk. Do you ever wonder what it's really like to be at a crime scene? What it feels like? How it smells? Hi, I'm Gabrielle, and I'm going to take you on a journey of real crime scene investigation. With over 12 years of professional experience in CSI, I will be sharing stories involving sex, lies, and murder. I trust you will enjoy. And remember, the walls do talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Walls Do Talk, a true crime podcast. I am your host, Gabrielle Weimer, and today is Halloween. So happy Halloween to all my people out there. And in true Halloween fashion, I want to share with you one of my more creepy crime scenes. I want to share with you the one that made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. And it's short and sweet, but I'm excited to share with you. So let me set the scene. It was during the week and it was around, 5 p.m. and we're already in the fall season. So it was already getting dark. So by the time I arrived on scene, it's dark. The sun is setting. And they called me out to a dead body. And this dead body was located in an apartment complex, So I arrive on scene and I get to the center courtyard and I can see a group of officers standing around. And as I approach them, I say, "Hey guys, I'm here." I'm immediately hit with a wall of decomp. I can smell the dead body from this position. And it hits me strong. And the officer looks up at me and says, "Hey, all right, we have a single individual dead in an apartment." And he points across the courtyard about 20 yards away. He says, "It's in that apartment right there. And I can see that the door's cracked." And I imagine they have the door cracked because they're trying to air this place out. And he goes, "We've already done our walkthrough. We've cleared it all. You're safe to go in, but we are not going to be going in there because it smells horrible. It's disgusting." So I'm like, "All right, understand. No worries." So I grab my camera and I make my way over to the apartment. As I approach the door, the smell just gets stronger. It's burning my nostrils and it's kind of making me want to gag. So I know that this person's been dead probably for at least a week. And I kind of push the door open and immediately I see inside the apartment and it's dark. It's dark in there. The lights are not on, but I can make out that there is a small dining room table to my right. It's a small circular table with two chairs that are just neatly tucked in. Straight ahead, I see the kitchen, and there's a couple of dishes in the sink, but no real mess. It's very tidy. And then to my left, there's a big open space. It's the living room. And there's no light on overhead, but there's a small lamp that's in the corner, and it's missing its lampshade, so I can just see the exposed bulb. And it's kind of lighting up the living room, a little bit of like ambiance. There's a little bit of just like an amber light coming through. But between that and my flashlight, I start looking around the living room. And I see that there's really no life or personality in this apartment. There's a couch and there's a small TV on the floor. And scattered throughout the living room floor, there's a few pieces of paper. There was a few wine bottles that had rolled into the corner up against the wall. There was dust on them and there's spider webs already forming over some of the items on the floor. So it kind of looks like it's been lived in, but not really. There's not much going on. And just past the living room, I see a long dark hallway. And I know that's where my body's located. So I start making my way down the dark hallway and it's just creepy. There's no one in there with me and it's very quiet, extremely quiet. I don't even hear any noise from other apartments or even in, the complex, nothing. And I finally make my way to the bedroom and I slowly push the door open and I use my flashlight and I can see that our person is in bed and there is a lot of blood. There's blood covering the sheets. There's blood covering the mattress. There's blood on the headboard and some blood on the wall. And I can also see that there's this dark black oozy liquid that's soaking into the mattress and spilling onto the carpet now. and that's our guy. He's been dead for a while, and now he's starting to decompose and melt, essentially into the bed and onto the floor. And not only is there this black sludge, but now there's maggots as well, and they're just swarming all over his face. They were swarming on his chest, on top of his head. As disgusting. So I take a few pictures, and I know that I need some better lighting, and I can see that there's, you know, a light on the ceiling. So I go to press the button on the wall, and the switch, of course, it doesn't work. Nothing happens. It's like, shit. So with my flashlight, I can see across the way that there is a small nightstand, and on that nightstand, there's a lamp. So I carefully straddle over a dead guy, make my way to the other side so I can turn on the lamp. Boom. Great, it works. I click it on. At this time, I'm still a little creeped out. Like, I've had, you know, hundreds of dead bodies, and this one is just weird, I think because it's so quiet. And I'm in there by myself with him. Nobody else wanted to come in and hang out with me in this apartment because it smelled so bad. And so I need to get a better look. I want to start looking at the items in his apartment, you know, in his bedroom to see if I find any weapons. Is there a gun? Is there a knife? Is there a phone? Anything that's going to give me some sort of clues as to what happened here. And as I make my way back over the body and I'm looking at him, looking at the blood, all of a sudden I hear, "Hey." And it was just like a real, like, stern, but loud, coming from behind me. "Hey." So I stood up really quick. And at the moment, it startled me because I didn't hear anybody come in. And so I turn around and there's nobody behind me. So I kind of like do this deep swallow. And I call it like, "Hey, I'll be right there. I'm just taking photos." And I don't hear anything. So, you know, I make my way out of the bedroom and I'm backing away. And I walk down the hallway and there's no one there. I'm like, okay. So I get to the living room and there's no one there. And the door's shut. The front door is still shut. I'm like, okay. Now who the fuck said, "Hey"? So I open the door and I look outside. And I see our officers, and they're still 20 yards away, huddled under this tree, just hanging out talking. So at this point in time, I know that someone is in that apartment with me. I don't know who or I don't know what, but it's not cool. Not anymore. So I carefully make my way up to the officers, and I said, "I need someone to go in there with me really quick, and I don't want to, you know, let them know like I'm freaked out, but I'm like, I just need one person, just one." And the officers all look and they go, "Hey, rookie, you go ahead and go with Gabby, go in there." So he kind of like lets his shoulders down and says, "Yes, of course, ma'am." So I look at him, I turn around, and I just start walking back to the apartment, and I can hear him shuffling behind me. And we get into the living room area, or the front door actually. And he goes to shut the door. I said, no, leave the door open, please. It's fine. Leave it open. Okay. And I said, "Just follow me this way. I just need to go into the bedroom one more time. I need to take some photos." He goes, "Okay." As we start to walk down the hallway, I stop and I turn to him and I look at him and I close my eyes and I say, "Look, I don't know what's here, but something is here. I don't know who it is or what it is." And I look at him with my eyes open now, and I said, "Do you understand what I'm talking about?" And he lets out a big sigh and he goes, "Yes, ma'am, I feel it too." I'm like, "Oh, thank God." And I said, "Look, if something comes to life, I need you to karate chop it, tase it, shoot it. I don't give a fuck, but kill it. Nothing else should be here in this apartment but us and the dead dude, okay?" And he kind of smiles, and I'm like, "I'm serious. I don't know what the fuck's going on in here. I just want to get out of here, but I need you to stay right behind me the whole time." He said, "You got it." So that was like my most craziest, creepiest moment. There was something in that apartment. There was no one else in there with me except for the dead dude. And I'm bending over and I get it. I'm going through his things, but I just hear this monotone, "Hey." Ooh, I still get chills on the back of my neck and my arms when I say that. Creepiest moment. I truly believe that it was our dead dude. He was probably mad because I'm in his apartment, going through his things, looking at his personal items. Maybe I made a few comments about the state he was in. It was disgusting and he smelt. Maybe. Sorry. But to this day, that Ricky, he knew exactly what I was talking about because I was not the only one on that scene that felt that energy, that felt that presence. So I wanted to share that with you. I do have a few more that I'm going to be sharing this season with you where I feel the presence of something. It's an energy. I don't know if it's our dead person, whether it's a negative energy or something. You feel the heaviness of your crime scene. So anybody out there that wants to share any of their spooky moments, it doesn't have to be a crime scene. Doesn't have to be just my crime scene investigators. Any of my listeners out there that want to share their supernatural spooky stories, send me an email or drop me a message in my DMs. I would love to go over it with you. And maybe I'll even share your story here on my podcast. For all my listeners out there, if you're going out trick-or-treating, have fun, be safe, watch the roads, and enjoy yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, take care. Hey, it's Gabrielle. Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. And visit me at thewallsdotalk.com. We look forward to hearing from you.